This is the Blind Geek Zone, Windows 7, Part 2, for January 6th, 2010. Hi, this is Rick, and I'm back with another Windows 7 podcast. This is going to be Part 2. I'm going to cover a few things that I learned from Part 1, a couple things I did wrong. A couple hints and suggestions that people sent in, especially for themes that I was having some difficulties with. And also going to talk about the taskbar some more. Received some interesting emails on the Blind Windows 7 mailing list about that. So, and that brings me to the next thing that I forgot to put in podcast number one. We have a Windows 7 mailing list out on Yahoo Groups. We have over 200 people there right now. And if anybody using Windows 7 or interested in Windows 7 wants to join this group, it is called the Blind Windows 7 group, and you can subscribe to this group by sending an email to blindwindows7, and that's the number 7, -subscribe@yahoogroups.com. So again, to just spell that out, it's going to be blindows7-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. Just send a blank email to that address, and you'll receive a reply back from Yahoo Groups. It will give you two ways to subscribe to the group. One of them is to go through the Yahoo mess and fill out everything and jump through CAPTCHA hoops. But you really don't have to do any of that. Just simply reply to that email that you get with another blank message, and you will be subscribed to the group. All right, we're going to cover several new things this time. One of which is Action Center. I wanted to cover that last time and kind of ran out of time. Some of the other things I'm going to cover are working with Windows Media Player to rip CDs and burn CDs. If time permits, I may use the Windows 7 burning program, you know, the burning program that comes with Windows, and show you how to burn a few things with that. Another thing I'm going to talk about is some of the differences. I'm going to go through my computer and maybe through the dialog boxes for downloading and stuff. Show you some of the differences there if you're an XP user moving up to Windows 7. These things won't really change any for Vista to Windows 7, but they are kind of important for XP users to get a grip on some of the changes there. So that's that, and now we will begin the podcast. Okay, one of the first things I want to do here is I want to correct a few things and add a few things to the first podcast. And one of the things I want to show you here is we were talking about the taskbar and not knowing what's pinned or what was run. And Chris Halsworth pointed out one way to do this, and that is for JAWS users, you can simply press insert and F10.
Window list dialog, running applications list box, action center maximized.
And you can up and down arrow through here. This shows you the list of running programs. Unfortunately, only JAWS does this. So you have to use other methods using other screen readers. And all right, let's close this, but that will work for JAWS. And as you see there, when I up and down arrow, there's just the action center.
Action center maximized.
And it's not showing any of the other pinned items on the taskbar. So let's escape out of that. Or actually, I'll just go through this a little bit. I'll tab.
Tab, switch to button, Alt plus S.
If you wanted to move to one of these, you could just tab and tell it to switch to.
Tab, cancel button, Alt plus C.
And you can cancel.
Space, action center, security button.
All right, let's go back to the desktop. Another thing I'll mention is, and some people have mentioned this, you know, most of the time in the past you've been able to use Windows M to get to the desktop. But some people have mentioned, and I have noticed here and there, that when you do a Windows M...
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, not selected, grid.
You know, usually it comes right here to the desktop. But I've also noticed sometimes, especially if you have gadgets running, sometimes it'll go to one of your gadgets. Sometimes it'll just go to the start button. Another thing you can do, and this has always been available, it's just I've never really needed to use it, and most people generally don't either, but you can do a Windows D.
Windows D.
And
not selected, rig 1 of 13.
That also brings you here if I...
Tab, start button.
Say if I was on the start button or whatever. Or say, let's just say another
Alt-tab,
program was running.
Action center, security button.
I'll do a Windows D now.
Windows D, not selected, rig.
And that seems to more reliably go to the desktop. You know, so either one you want to use. All right, another thing that I was told about, Jimmy Potsam on the Windows 7 email list told me that he...
Tab, start button, tab, enter tab, safely remove tab, show desktop button.
Basically said, as far as he can tell, the show desktop button just brings the desktop...
Space, action center, security button.
...up to the front. And it didn't there.
Security button.
It brought the action center back up, which is another... let's see here, so...
Windows M, desk, tab, 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 safely remove hardware, tab, show desktop button, space, not selected, grid.
So, and there it did, so I don't know, it looks to be some kind of a toggle for bringing the desktop to the front or to the back, and that was something that Jimmy Potsam told me. Another thing that he told me, and this will help a lot... Let's go into personalization, where we were in the first...
Menu, search box edit. All programs sub, search box edit.
The first podcast.
P-E-R-S-P-R-O-N-P-R-A, personalized handwriting, rec, control panel, personalization. Enter, leaving menus, personalization, desktop background link, Windows Classic, Windows Classic.
All right, and as you can hear, I'm in the Windows Classic theme now. And we were talking about this last time, and I was saying that some people didn't like the desktop to be in the Alt-Tab sequence. And one way to do this, various people said, was to use the Windows Classic theme. And when I went in here, I hit Enter.
Enter. Nature. Architecture.
I used the up and down arrow.
Nature. Windows High Contrast Black.
But if you just use the up and down arrow, you won't see all of these. Remember, I couldn't get to it just by up and down arrowing.
High contrast number 2. High contrast number 2.
Now, if you left and right arrow.
High contrast black. High contrast white. High contrast white. High contrast number 1. High contrast number 1.
Now, I'm up arrowing there.
Windows Classic. Windows Classic. Windows 7 Basic. Windows 7 Basic.
And I'm left arrowing through here again.
United States, United States.
Now I up arrowed, and I'm going to right arrow through this. It looks to be like a three-column by several rows high type of table grid.
United States.
Okay, and that appears to be the only one there.
Landscapes, lands, nature. Scenes. Characters, architecture, Windows 7, Windows 7. Windows 7.
So as you can see, there are a lot more of them than I mentioned last time. So hopefully that helps. And like I said, if you don't want the Alt-Tab sequence to show the desktop in it, the easiest way to do that is to simply select the...
Landscapes, United States, Windows 7 Basic, High Contrast Number 2. Windows 7, Windows Classic.
Yeah, Windows Classic. And we'll hit Enter here.
Enter. Tab, Desktop Background Link. Shift Tab, High Contrast White.
That's interesting. All right, let's try this again.
Enter. High Contrast Number 2. Windows 7 Basic, Windows Classic.
Okay, let's hit Enter.
Enter. Tab, Desktop Back, Shift Tab, High Contrast White.
All right, let's get out of here.
Alt F4.
And let's come back in to it because it's acting weird.
Menu, search box, edit. PERSONAL, personalized handwriting recognition control, personalization, enter, leaving menus, personalization, Windows Classic.
Okay, and there it's saying Windows Classic now.
Tab, Desktop Back, Shift Tab, High Contrast White.
Funny thing is, if you tab away from it and back, it says High Contrast White, but when we go into it, it does say Windows Classic, so go figure. But now if I
Alt-Tab, Action Center,
no desktop in the Alt-Tab sequence, so.
Action Center, Security Button.
Okay, now just remember, even though we're in a Windows Classic theme, remember, Windows 7 does not support classic menus. So, I don't know what this looks like visually. There must be some visual difference, but it does not. Remember, it does not give you a classic-looking control panel or classic-looking taskbar and start menu. Okay, another thing I was looking at, and I want to go back over, I kind of jumped out of it here and went to these corrections, but we got a couple of other emails today on the Windows 7 list, and one of them was from Steve Griffith, and another one was from somebody that goes by the name of Silly Goose. They were talking about the taskbar, and let's go back here to it.
Windows M, Desktop, Folder View, List View, Not Selected, Rig. Tab, Start, but Tab, Internet Explorer Button.
My understanding here is, if it says it's a button, and this is what two different people said now, then it's not running. If it is running, it won't say button, and if it's something like Internet Explorer or a Word document or something, it's going to say that and the site that's open. So let's just try something here.
Menu, search box, edit. INT, Internet Explorer. Enter, leaving menus. MSN.com-Windows Internet Explorer. MSN.com,
so
search colon alt.
We have MSN.com here, so let's minimize.
Windows M, Desktop, Tab, Start Button. Tab, MSN.com-Windows Internet Explorer Button.
Okay, well, it still says it's a button, but it did say the website name. So if we right arrow through here.
Windows Explorer Button. Windows Media Player Button. Action Center Button.
Yeah, and see, that says Action Center Button, too, so you can't tell whether or not that's running or not, because that's definitely a running application.
Personalization button.
Yeah, and there's personalization still, and that also says button, so I'm not sure, Steve and Silly Goose, if I'm understanding the emails right, but it doesn't appear to, at least with JAWS here, be showing me this information quite like it's being described in the emails.
msn.com-windows-internet-explorer-button.
But that is one way to know.
Windows Explorer button.
And the interesting thing here is the pinned.
msn.com-running-applications-toolbar. msn.com-windows-internet-explorer.
And if I up arrow from there too, that's true, I get a running applications. Oops, and now I can't move.
Running applications toolbar. Windows Explorer button. Windows Media Player button. Action Center button. Personalization button. msn.com-windows-internet-explorer button.
So this is kind of different. Somebody said you can
application close window msn.com started private browsing open new tab Internet Explorer I unpin this program from taskbar U close window C
and you can unpin it there. They were saying also it would show if it was pinned or unpinned, and it does do that.
msn.com M
all right.
Escape, leaving
well,
menu msn.com dash.
I'm still confused by this. And as you see, it's still hard to tell running applications from pinned applications because at least here, they all say button. So if I'm doing something wrong, maybe somebody can let me know. But still, I do see all these as buttons. All right, let's close a few things here.
Alt-tab personalization for Alt-F4. Alt-tab action center action center Alt-F4. Alt-tab, msn.com, Alt-F4. Alt-tab, desktop, folder view, list tab, start button, tab, Internet Explorer button.
Okay, and now this is saying Internet Explorer button instead of Internet Explorer with a website on it.
Windows Explorer button.
And Steve also said that if Explorer is open, it'll say something about a library instead of Explorer. So that's one way I guess you can tell. If that's open.
Windows Media Player button.
It said Windows Media Player just displays that the same way whether it's running or not.
Internet Explorer button.
All right, and another thing we were talking about last time that I alluded to, but I didn't actually show. We were saying if you wanted to get rid of these and put your own on, I said that you could most likely do it. And
applications. Unpin this program from taskbar. You
see right here, if you hit the application key and arrow up, you'll have an unpin from the taskbar. So you could remove all of these.
Escape, leaving menus, Internet Explorer button. Tab.
Oops, let's see here.
Windows M, tab, tab, Internet Explorer button. Windows Explorer button. Unpin this program from taskbar, U.
Yeah, and the same there.
Windows Explorer, double, escape, leaving menus, Windows Explorer button.
And the weird thing is when I get out of the application submenu there, my focus is, I don't know where my focus is at, and when I try to see where I'm at, I get nothing.
Windows M, tab, 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 safely remove, shift tab, Internet Explorer button.
So, all right, well, there's still some controversy here as to how the taskbar shows you what is running and what is pinned. And so maybe we can discuss that some more on the email list, and maybe we'll come up with something. Okay, now we're going to take a look at the Action Center.
Start menu, S, set program access and defaults, S. Menu, search box, edit. A, C, creative audio, control, T, remove product activation. Control panel, action center. Enter, leaving menus, action center, security button.
All right. What the action center in Windows 7 does is it replaces a bunch of things in XP and Vista and combines them all in kind of a common area. What this does is it has the security center in it. And it has the performance information in it. It has maintenance items in it. and various other things. And I'm going to tab through here and talk about some of this and show you some of the different things.
Security button.
Okay, so when we come in here, we are on a security button. These buttons kind of act as toggles, and as I tab around through here, I'll show you some of this, but first I'm just going to tab around here once. First is the security button, and that, if you go into there, that shows you your security center stuff.
Tab, toggle security group button.
And then we have this toggle here that seems to do the same thing as just pressing space on the button.
Tab, maintenance button.
We have our maintenance button. This is things like defrag and disk cleanup, things like that.
Tab, toggle maintenance group button. Tab, setup backup button, Alt plus U.
I haven't went in here yet, but I believe this is for the backup, doing backups, part of the backup and restore center.
Tab, turn off messages about Windows backup link.
Okay, and then we have an option here to turn off some of these messages.
Tab, troubleshooting button.
Troubleshooting goes into different troubleshooting options that you can do under Windows 7.
Tab, troubleshooting link. Tab, recovery button.
Recovery button will take you into system restore.
Tab, recovery link. Tab, desktop split button.
Okay, and we're wrapping around to the top here.
Tab, search box edit. Tab, action center, explorer pane, CP nav panel, control panel, home link.
And one of the things I didn't really mention in the first podcast, but all of these windows are real similar, and as you wrap around the top, you'll hear a split button. If you press your spacebar on that, you're supposed to get some various options. I haven't looked at that yet. Then as you tab, all these windows will have a search area in them that works just like hitting the Windows key and typing in your search there. And then when you tab again, here in the control panel and things like that, it actually...
Control panel, home link. Shift tab, search box edit, tab, action center, explorer pane, CP nav panel, control panel, home link.
It's telling you where you're at. It says we're in action center in the control panel.
Control panel, home link.
And if you want to go back to the control panel, you can also press spacebar on this link, or like I do sometimes, you can do your alt left arrow or your backspace. They all seem to work.
Tab, change action center settings.
Okay, and then we have some settings here we can change for the action center.
Tab, change user account control settings.
Here's our user account control settings. They can also be accessed through here.
Tab, view archive messages.
I believe these are various system messages. We'll go in here in a minute.
Tab, view performance information.
Here's our performance information.
Tab, backup and restore.
And we're on backup and restore here. And these don't say anything. They don't say button or link, but if you you hit spacebar on them.
Space, setup backup link.
You heard it go to that, and...
Setup backup link. Tab, select another backup to restore file. Shift tab, setup backup and restore.
And if I do a title here, insert T, it tells me I'm in backup restore. So let's do our...
Alt left arrow, security button.
Okay.
Shift tab, help graphic. Shift tab, CP nav panel, Windows program compatibility tab, help graphic. Tab, security button. Tab, toggle security group button.
Okay, we've kind of wrapped around. These wrap around a little weird sometimes. But like I was saying there, just because it doesn't say that it's a button or it doesn't clearly define it as a link, a lot of these things do work, so you kind of have to be aware of that when you're tabbing around here.
Toggle security group button. Shift tab security button.
Okay, so let's hit spacebar here on security.
Space. View installed anti-spyware programs link.
And if I go down through here, this opens up some things here for the security group. And
view installed anti-spyware programs link.
We can view anti-spyware and antivirus here.
Change settings link.
We can change the different settings for security.
What is network access protection? Link. How do I know what security settings are right for my computer? Link.
And we have some various help links here.
Maintenance button.
Okay. So as you see here, that opens that up. If I go back up.
What? View install security button.
And hit it again.
Space. Maintenance button.
Then we just go right to the maintenance button. So if I hit space here on the maintenance button.
Space. Setup backup button. Alt plus U.
We can set up a backup.
Maintenance button.
Or let's see here. What did it do?
Tab, toggle maintenance group button. Shift tab, maintenance space. Set up backup button, alt, maintenance button.
Yeah, okay, and the maintenance button's being contrary here.
Maintenance button. Tab, toggle maintenance group button. Space. Set up backup button, alt, maintenance button. Security button, maintenance button.
Interesting.
Set up backup button, alt plus U.
Because I don't think the setup backup here.
Maintenance button, set up backup button, alt plus U.
It might be. Maybe that's all that does.
Maintenance button, space. Set up backup button, alt
plus
U. But
it doesn't go away either, so.
Maintenance button.
Weird. Very, very weird.
Enter.
Let's see what happens here.
Action center.
Yeah, we're still in the action center.
Set up backup, maintenance, set up backup button, alt
plus
U.
Okay, so if we go to the setup backup button and press space on it.
Space. Set up backup die. Cancel button. Starting Windows backup. Please wait while Windows backup starts. Progress bar 0%. Cancel button.
Ooh.
Action center. Set up backup button. Alt plus U. Set up backup. Guidelines for choosing a backup destination link.
Okay, so that allows us to set a backup, and I don't want to do that right now.
Guidelines for choosing a tab. List view. Not selected DVD-RW drive left tab. Refresh button. Alt plus R tab. Next button. Alt plus S tab. Cancel button.
So I'm going to cancel.
Space. Action center. Set up backup button. Alt plus U. Tab. Turn off messages about Windows backup link. Tab. Troubleshooting button.
If we go into troubleshooting here.
Space. Troubleshooting. Explorer pane. CP nav panel. Control panel. Home link. Tab. View all. Tab. View history. Tab. Change settings. Tab. Get help from a friend. Tab. Action center. Tab. Help and support. Tab. Recovery.
But we got a lot of different things here that we could go into if we wanted to, but these are just various troubleshooting guides.
Tab. Troubleshooting. Help link link. Tab. Programs link. Tab. Run programs made for previous versions of Windows link. Tab. Hardware and sound link. Tab. Configure a device link. Tab. Use a printer link. Tab. Troubleshoot audio recording link. Tab. Troubleshoot audio playback link. Tab. Network and internet link. Tab. Connect to the internet link.
So you get all kinds of things in there for troubleshooting if you're having problems.
Alt left arrow. Security button.
And we'll go back.
Tab. Toggle security tab. Maintenance tab. Toggle main tab. Setup back tab. Turn off messages about Windows back tab. Troubleshooting button. Shift tab. Turn off messages about Windows backup link tab. Troubleshooting button tab. Troubleshooting link tab. Recovery button.
And recovery button. That'll take us into...
Space. Open system restore button.
Takes us into the system restore.
Tab. Advanced recovery methods link.
And we have advanced recovery methods.
Tab. Desktop split button. Tab. Search box at tab. Recovery. Explorer pane. CP nav panel. Control panel. Home link. Tab. Troubleshoot a problem. Tab. Uninstall a program. Tab. Restore your files. Tab. Action center. Tab. Help topic link. Tab. Open system restore button.
And we have the various things in there for system restore.
Alt left arrow. Security button. Tab, 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 troubleshooting, but tab, troubleshooting, tab, recovery link, tab, desktop split, tab, search box at tab, action center, explorer pane, CP, na, tab, change action center settings.
And let's look at this here briefly.
Space, how does action center check for problems, link, tab, Windows update checkbox checked, tab, spyware and related protection checkbox checked, tab, internet security settings checkbox checked, tab, user account control checkbox checked. Tab, network firewall checkbox checked. Tab, virus protection checkbox checked. Tab, Windows backup checkbox checked.
Okay, so we have all these. I assume these are things that this is including in the Action Center. And I guess if we didn't want to see some of these, we could uncheck them, I believe.
Tab, check for updates checkbox checked. Tab, Windows troubleshooting checkbox. Tab, customer experience improvement program settings link. Tab, problem reporting settings link. Tab, Windows update settings link.
So as you can see, there are a lot of things in the Action Center. It encompasses a lot of different areas of Windows 7.
Tab, okay button. Tab, cancel button.
Okay, let's cancel.
Space, security button. Tab, 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 desktop split tab, tab, action center, X tab, change action center settings. Tab, change user account control set tab, view archive messages. Space, help link.
Let's see what we got here.
Archive messages.
Okay.
Tab. Change action center setting. Tab. List view. Solve a problem with your 12/3/2009 10:30 p.m. solution applied.
Okay, and this is talking here about something that's fixed.
Solve a problem with your 12/3/2009 10:30 p.m. solution applied 1 of 1.
And there's only one thing there.
Tab. Message header bar. tab, OK button, tab, desktop split button, tab, search box at tab, help link, tab, change action sent, tab, list view, solve a problem with your 12/tab, message header bar.
Okay, and that's all there is there. So it would just display various messages there if you had any things that were fixed or maybe things that were having problems that hadn't been fixed yet. They can be in here.
Alt left arrow, security button, tab, toggle security group button.
All right, so we've basically wrapped them back around here, but as you can see, this is quite a bit different than the stuff was from XP and Vista. This has changed quite a bit. I actually haven't messed with this a whole lot, so I can't give you a whole lot of more detail than this, but you kind of get the gist of what it does, and it's not hard to use. You just go into the basic areas here and, you know, change whatever you want to change or see whatever you want to see, and it's not that difficult to use, I don't believe. Okay, here's another thing I want to cover. We were talking about this, me and another person, and somebody had a question about, say you're using System Access on Windows 7, you were using the System Access mail to send your email, but you want to have your address book like you had in Vista and XP and earlier. Well, we looked around, and as I found out, this all still exists. So, all you have to do is hit your start button here.
Menu, search box, edit.
Type in contact.
C-O-N-T, create a contact, C, contacts.
Hit enter.
Enter, leaving menus, not selected items, view multi-select list box, not selected, Rick.contact. Rick.contact.
And already we have my contact. And if I hit enter on this.
Enter, Rick properties dialog, name and email page, first colon edit, Rick, alt plus F, tab, middle colon edit, alt tab, last colon edit, alt plus L, tab, full name colon edit combo, Rick, alt plus U, tab, personal title colon edit, alt plus T.
And just like in the address book on prior versions, you still have it here.
Tab, nickname, tab, email colon edit, alt plus F, tab, list of email, tab, picture, tab, OK, tab, cancel button, tab, name and email, tab, home tab.
And we have our various tabs here.
Work tab, family tab, notes tab.
Okay, so I'll get out of this.
Escape, items view, multi-select list box, Rick.contact, Rick.contact.
So you ask yourself, okay, fine, you have your contact there, but how do I add my own contacts? And this is very simple as well. And another thing I wanted to say is, this is just in a contact folder in users under your username. It's just a list that you can go into, and we're manipulating mine here under my username and Rick. And if you want to create a new contact, just simply
file menu open O print E action submenu. This is me. Send contact, scan with, open with, share with, restore, send a new submenu W.
Go to the new submenu here in the file menu.
Folder F. Shortcut. Bim contact C.
And enter on contact.
Enter. Leaving menus. First colon edit. Alt plus F.
And we'll just type in a test here.
T E S T. Tab. Middle colon edit. Alt tab. Last colon edit. Alt plus N A M E. Tab. 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 Cancel button. Shift tab. OK button. Space, items view, multi-select list box, Rick.contact, Rick.contact.
Okay, and let's update this.
F5. Rick.contact, 1 of 2. Testname.contact.
Oh, okay, and this is in an icon view, so let me change this in the view menu.
5, F, view, V, menu, status bar, B, X, lock, medium, I, small, I, list, L, enter, leaving menus, items view, multi-select list box, testname.rick.contact. Testname.contact.
And there is the new contact. So, if you're using something like System Access that doesn't have an address book, this is one easy way in Windows 7 to use their email program. And that's one thing I didn't mention, is that's another option for email in Windows 7. Since it doesn't have an email client, one other option is using System Access and using their System Access mail client. And if you do that, then this is how you are able to use the existing address book in Windows 7 to maintain contacts. All right, next we're going to talk about a few more changes here in Windows 7. I'm going to show you around the computer screen, which was formerly my computer in XP and earlier. So I've got that up right now.
Vista left paren, colon right paren.
And as I was showing you in the first podcast, of course, if you have your view set to list or details,
Windows 7 left paren, C colon right paren,
you can select either one of your drives, or any of your drives, for that matter.
Windows 7 left paren, C colon right paren, type local disk. Total size, 99.9 GB.
And get the information about it without going into properties. Of course, you can get more information in properties than you can here, but this at least gives you some basic information.
Type win.
And, of course, you can also do that on files if you have a drive open. And you're going down through a file and you want to know how big it is or last time it was modified. You can do the same thing there. All right, let's tab around here.
Tab, type split button collapsed. Shift tab, hard disk drives expanded. Windows 7 left paren, C colon right paren.
Let's see here. Which way do I want to tab?
Shift tab, three view, computer tab, items view, multi select list box. Windows 7 left paren, C.
Okay, there's the list box. If we tab.
Tab, type split button collapsed.
You hear these split buttons, and they're all over the place in Windows 7. And what they do is they will do certain things when you press them. You may give you some kind of an option. Excuse me. Or they may, in this case,
type split button collapsed,
will change the layout of this view.
Tab, desktop split button.
And there's the desktop split button. If we press it,
space, address edit combo, computer.
It basically just gives us an address that we can type in here. And to get out of these, you can just hit, on this particular one, you can just hit escape.
Escape, desktop split button, tab, search box edit.
And at the top of all of these screens,
search
you're going to see a search box, just like the search box you see when you press your start button or you press your Windows key to get to the start menu.
Tab, computer, explore pane, command module toolbar, organize button.
Okay, and like I said earlier, then you'll get this information about where you're at, you know, what program is running.
Tab, three view, computer open.
Okay, now, one of the differences in computer here, from my computer, is this has a more explorer-like view. This is the tree view section. If I up and down arrow through here.
Windows 7 left paren C, $AVG8.vault dollar. Windows 7 left paren C colon computer opened.
And the computer is open.
Computer closed. Network opened. Computer closed.
And it's just a tree view. If you want to use this, you certainly can. You can up and down arrow through it, left and right arrow to open and close different things.
Computer opened. Windows 7 left paren C colon right paren opened. Windows 7 left paren C DVDRW drive left paren D colon right paren audio CD closed.
And you can go down through here.
Vista left paren E colon right paren closed.
If you want to get into one of these, you know, you can, of course, hit enter. And then tab over.
Tab, items view, multi-select list box. Windows 7 left paren C colon right paren local disk 99.9.
Of course, I didn't hit enter there. But you can also use just this list view. And it will.
Vista left paren E colon. Windows 7 left. Vista left enter. Not selected items view, multi-select. .09OPENBK8DEMO perf logs.
And it will do the same thing. And if you would shift tab.
Shift tab. Three view. Vista left paren E colon right paren closed.
It will essentially stay where it was at. Let's see here. Let me
DVDR double Windows 7 left tab items view multi select list box perf logs 2/21 Vista left drive 2 backup left enter not selected items view multi.
Yeah, we'll go. Now we'll shift tab.
Shift tab three view drive 2 backup left parent F colon right parent closed.
Okay, so it does follow the tree view here does follow where you go in the list view. So, like I said, you can use either one. And some people do get confused about this. I basically just use the list view. But if you're tabbing around here looking for something, just pay attention to where you're at. You know, if it says tree view or list view, so you know where you want to be.
Tab, not selected items view, multi-select list box, not selected archives tab, name split button collapsed.
Okay, and like I said, there are these various split buttons here.
Date modified split button collapsed.
And once you get on one of these, you can left and right arrow through them.
Type split button collapsed. Size split button collapsed.
Basically what these do here is if I press any one of these.
Type split button collapsed. Date modified split button collapsed.
It's basically in, say, like XP or Vista or 2000. It's like the part up at the top of the list where if you jaws cursor and you select it and it would say name, type, you know, date, size, whatever, and you used your jaws cursor to click on it. It adjusts the sort order. What they've done in Windows 7 is these have all been turned into split buttons and
name split button collapsed, date modified split button collapsed,
and for whatever reason they say collapsed. I don't know how to do anything but just press space on one of them.
Name split button collapsed. Date mod type split button collapsed.
And generally this defaults to type here on the screen.
Space not selected archived stuff.
And then you see it goes back into the list view.
Audio and video. J11.0 audio and video.
Okay, one of the things I did want to show you here, and this is the same in Vista, if I alt tab out of this.
Alt tab, all control panel items. All control panel items, explorer pane, CP category panel, taskbar and start menu link.
Now if I go back.
Alt tab, drive to backup left paren F colon right paren, items view multi select list box, audio and video 12/4/2000, J11.0.34.
No, and of course it's going to make a liar out of me. But a lot of times when you alt-tab out of this computer window and come back in, the focus is not in the list view. It's usually
tab, type split button collapsed
in these split buttons. So if you just shift-tab once,
shift-tab, J11.0.340-30,
you'll be back in the list view. And this is typical. I don't know why it didn't do it this time. I guess it just, you know, knows it's being recorded and wants to cooperate. But a lot of times, especially if you have two of these open and you're copying things back and forth, if you alt-tab in and out of one, it'll change its focus slightly. And that's all you have to do is shift-tab once and you'll be back in the list view. Okay, another thing I wanted to show you here.
J11.0.7
is the send to.
Applications, context menu, O, open, O.
Has changed a little bit in Windows 7.
Run as administrator, A. Troubleshoot compatibility. Y. Scan with Microsoft. Pin to taskbar. K. Pin to start menu. U. Restore previous versions. Send to submenu. N.
Okay, let's go in here.
Compress left parent zip right parent folder. C.
And of course, you see the things that you're used to seeing. Compress zip folder. You still have the zip folder utility in Windows 7, just like the prior versions, Vista and XP in 2000 and so on.
Desktop left parent create shortcut right parent D.
And of course you can send it to the desktop.
Documents D.
And you can send it to your documents.
Fax recipient F.
Also, Windows 7 has a fax program built into it, so you can send this to the fax program.
Mail recipient M.
You could send it to your mail recipient, providing you had, I believe it's going to send it to the default mail program.
Windows 7 left parent C colon right parent W.
Something that's a little bit different here on here than in prior versions is now it's saying Windows 7, which is my C drive.
DVDR W drive left parent D colon right parent audio CD D. Vista left parent E colon
it's
right
allowing
parent,
us to
drive to backup left parent F colon right parent D.
Pick any one of these.
compressed left paren, drive to backup left paren, F colon right paren, D.
So, I'm just curious here, if I hit enter on this, what'll happen?
Enter menu bar, leaving menus, J11.0.734-32bit.x, copying dialog, cancel button. Cancel button, progress bar, 72%. Items view multi-select list box, J11.0.734-32bit-copy.x1/6/20101047pm application 95714, J11.0.10. Member of J11.0.734-32bit-copy.x.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought it would do. It sends it out to the root of that drive. And what it did here is it made a copy of it, and it labeled it as a copy. So, just be aware of that. If you send it to a drive, it's going to go out to the root, I do believe. All right. One other thing I wanted to show you here on computer is... see, let me go back.
Drive to backup left paren, F colon right paren, local disk, items view multi-select list box, drive to backup left paren, F colon right.
And I don't know if it matters where you're at, but I'm going back to the main
Vista left paren, Windows 7 left
main screen here where it shows all the drives. If I hit my applications key.
Applications, context menu, O, open, O, open a new window, E, scan with Microsoft, share with submenu, restore previous, format, .. copy, C, create shortcut, S, rename, M, properties, R, open, O, open a new window, E, scan with Microsoft, secure, share with submenu, H, restore previous versions, V.
All right, why is it not doing this?
Format, .. A, copy, C.
Okay, it's not cooperating with me here, hold on.
Escape, leaving menus, computer, explorer pane, shell folder view, items view list box. Items view multi-select list box, Vista left paren, E colon right paren, local disk 3 application, open a new, scan with, share with, restore, include in, format dot, include in library submenu, I, format .. A. Copy, C, create shortcut, rename, M, properties, R, open, O.
Alright, where did I see this, darn it?
Leaving menus, Vista left paren, E colon right paren.
What I'm trying to show you is there is a way in Windows 7 to either show all the drives or not show drives that are inactive. I may have to have something plugged in to do this. This may be the problem. But hang on here. Let me pause this for a second.
Resume.
Okay, I'm back. I had to check my notes. This actually came in, I've seen it before, but it just got jogged back into my memory from the Windows 7 list. Juan Sosa sent a email yesterday showing this tip now, and I knew I'd seen it before. I just couldn't remember where I seen it, but it is in Tools.
LH. Tools, menu, map, network, drive, dot, folder options,
and it's
dot,
in folder options.
Enter, leaving menus, open each folder in the same window, radio button checked, Alt plus M.
And let me do a control tab here.
View page, you can apply
to
the
views.
View left parent such as tab, 313 view, files and folders opened. Always show icons, always show menus, dash, display file icon on thumbnails, dash on.
And I'm going down through these list of options.
Display file size information and folder. Display the full path, hidden files and folders open.
And this is just like in earlier versions. This is just your view options in the folder options at the view tab in the folder options under tools.
Don't show hidden files, folders, or drives dash off. Show hidden files, folders, and drives dash on. Hide empty drives in the computer folder dash on.
Right, the empty drives. Hide empty drives.
Hide extensions for known file types dash off. Hide empty drives in the computer folder dash on.
If you want to hide them, leave it on. If you want to see them,
space, hide empty drives in the computer folder dash off.
You can turn this off.
Hide extensions for known file type. Hide protected operating. Launch folder windows in a separate. Restore previous. Show drive letters dash on. Show encrypted or show pop dash up description for folder and disk. Show preview handlers and preview pane dash on. Use checkboxes to select items dash off. Use sharing wizard left paren when typing in the list view open. Automatically type into the search box dash off. Select the typed item in the view dash on. Tab. Restore defaults. Tab. OK button space. Items view multi-select list box. Vista left paren E colon right paren local disk. Hard disk drives expanded. Vista left paren E colon. Drive to backup left paren F colon right paren. Devices with removable storage expanded. Group DVDRW.
And of course, I don't have any empty drives here, but
devices with hard disk drive, Vista left parent, Windows 7 left parent.
But that's how you would do that. So, thanks, Juan, for giving us that tip. And, okay, that basically covers the changes in computer. And hopefully I didn't make that too confusing. All right. Let's close this.
Alt F4, all control panel items, explorer pane, see peak.
Okay, and I'm going to close control panel.
Alt F4, weather, Akron, O-Link. Alt D.
Oops.
Windows D, computer.
Okay. All right, one of the other changes I wanted to show you is in download dialog boxes. And what I'm going to do, and this will kind of lead in to another segment here, if time provides.
Menu, search box, edit. Internet Explorer, enter, leaving menus. msn.com-windows-internet-explorer, msn.com, RSS feeds, 5 frames, 80, search colon.
All right, and we'll quiet that down. What I'm going to show you here is I'm going to download Windows Live Mail, which is one of the email options for Windows 7, or actually any Windows OS you got. It's kind of the replacement for Outlook Express and Windows Mail. So let me
Alt menu bar home dash Windows Live H. Enter leaving menus msn.com dash Windows Internet Explorer search colon edit Alt plus S home dash Windows Live welcome to Windows Live graphic 10 headings and 20 home.
And this is just WindowsLive.com.
Alt D address edit http://home.live.com/.
Okay, well, they say it's home.live.com, but okay.
Control F6, Windows Live link graphic, visited link free downloads.
And on the page, if you go to the free downloads link, you can get...
Enter. Essentials-Windows Live, 7 headings and 38 links. Heading level 1 Essentials, heading level 3, get all these programs, or just...
You can get these, the Windows Live Essentials is what they call them.
Blank, choose your language, colon. Combo box English left click and quote download quote means you agree to link Microsoft service of and link privacy statement. The download may include updates to Windows Live update. Link learn more. Download button.
And we just go to the download button. I've already downloaded this, but I'm just going to show you.
Space. File download dash security warning dialog. Do you want to run or save this file? Name colon. We'll set up save button. Alt plus S.
And we'll tell it we want to save.
Enter. Save as dialog. Edit combo. We'll set up dash web.x.
All right, I'm going to show you one of the major changes on this dialog. If we tap around,
tab, save as type colon tab, hide folders button.
You hear hide folders button. Now, by default,
space, shift, shift tab, file name colon edit combo, we'll set up dash web dot.
By default, this dialog is set to not show the folders. It just downloads to the default location, which is in users and your username and downloads. But if you want to change that, and if I tab around here, or if I shift tab actually from the name,
shift tab, search box edit,
you'll see there is no list view here. Now, if I tab back down,
tab, save as type, call tab, browse folders button,
you'll hear it say browse folders button. If I press space on this,
space,
and shift tab back up,
shift tab, save as type, shift tab, file name colon edit combo, we'll set up dash web.x,
and shift tab one more time,
shift tab, name split button collapsed, shift tab, archived stuff,
and actually shift tab one more time, because you get those split buttons, they're in the dialog too,
archived stuff, 1 of 11 visible items, 0%,
now we have a list view, so, if you don't see that and you wonder why, well, that's why, because you have a button in the dialog that says to either show or hide this pane in the dialog. All right, let's just tab around here a little bit.
Tab, name, split tab, file name tab, save as type, colon, combo tab, hide folders button. tab, save button, alt plus S, tab, cancel button, tab, desktop, split button.
Of course, you have your split buttons and all this good stuff here.
Tab, search box, edit, tab, save as dialog, organize button. Tab, preview, preview, drive to backup, left parent, F colon, right parent, closed.
And again, you have a tree view here, so this confuses some people. And if it confuses you every time you hear tree view, just ignore it.
Tab, archive stuff.
And tab again, and you'll be
audio and video, archive stuff
in your list view that you're accustomed to. So I just wanted to show you that because that does confuse a lot of people.
Alt F4, Essentials dash Windows Live dash Windows Internet Explorer list. Alt F4, weather.
And as you can tell here, if you have gadgets running, a lot of times you're going to come back to them. And I just will hit Windows M or Windows D. Lately, I've just been trying Windows D to see how it works.
Windows D, computer.
And it puts me back on the desktop. All right, next, I want to show you the Ease of Access Center. In XP and earlier, this was just accessibility options and accessories. It's evolved quite a bit since XP. This started in Vista. And essentially it's the same in Windows 7 as it was in Vista. I don't think there are any real changes, except maybe for magnifier. There is a full screen magnifier available now in Windows 7. So one of the things I want to show you is, say, and this happens a lot, say you set up your Windows 7 system with Narrator and you find you can't get it turned off. One of the easiest ways to fix this problem, and actually, it probably is the only way. I think there's a link to this from Narrator as well if you tab around it, but if I just hit my start
menu, search box, edit,
and I'm just going to type in blind.
B-L-I-N-D. See more results. S not checked. Select optimize visual display. O. Magnify portions of this. Accommodate low vision. Optimize for blindness.
I don't know why it went down to the bottom of that for, but what I'm looking for is
optimize for blindness.
Optimize for blindness. There's another one here that if you're partially sighted, you can use
accommodate low vision.
There's accommodate low vision.
Optimize for blindness.
And I'm going to choose blindness here.
Enter. Leaving menus. Use the computer without a display. Turn on Narrator. Checkbox not checked. Alt plus U.
All right. And basically we're in ease of access right now. And
turn on Narrator. Checkbox not checked. Turn on audio description. Checkbox not checked. Alt plus I.
Different things here. And if Narrator is checked, there.
Turn on audio description. Turn on Narrator. Checkbox not checked.
You can uncheck it. And as I tab around through here, there are some other options.
Tab. Turn on audio description. Checkbox not checked. Alt plus I.
I've never did this, so I'm not sure what that does.
Tab. Set up text to speech link.
And you can set up text to speech. This will basically just take you to text to speech options, which I believe are buried in speech recognition in the control panel.
Tab, turn off all unnecessary animations, left parent when possible, right parent, checkbox checked, Alt plus W.
And that'll help. You can turn off all your animations, because we don't need any of them.
Tab, how long should Windows notification dialog boxes stay open? Combo box, 5.0 seconds.
Now, here's an interesting thing you can change here. As you know, when a pop-up comes up, if you, in JAWS, left-click it, you know, with the left-click button on the keypad, or you know, the JAWS left-click button on the keypad. These only stay up for 5 seconds. A lot of people miss them. You can change this.
7.0 seconds. 15.0 seconds. 30.0 seconds. 1 minute.
To
5 minutes.
Different different numbers, up to really large amounts here.
15.7.0 seconds.
You know, so you don't miss those, you know, so you can click on them.
Tab, audio devices and sound themes link. Tab, learn about additional assistive technologies online link.
And I guess if you only had narrator and you was wondering what to do, you could click here and it would tell you about other screen readers.
Tab, JAWS 11.0 checkbox checked.
What this does here is it lists other assistive technologies you've got running. And I guess if you uncheck these, then they wouldn't come up, I'm assuming.
Tab, Window-Eyes checkbox checked.
And then there's my Window-Eyes. So these are the two screen readers I've got set up here. And I'm not sure what happens if you uncheck those, if it totally disables them or what.
Tab, OK button, Alt plus O. Tab, Cancel button.
And then we have OK and Cancel. If you change anything, choose OK. I'm just going to cancel out of this.
Space, always scan this section, checkbox not checked.
All right. And now we're into the actual ease of Access Center. And this can also be used by pressing Windows U, or it actually can be gotten to quickly by Windows U. And then generally, if you want Narrator to run after you hit Windows U, which would bring up Narrator in XP in 2000, you will hit Alt-N. Wait several seconds. It can be slow to bring up Narrator, so be patient, but it will generally come up. But you have various options here in the Ease of Access Center. I'll go through them.
Always scan this section, checkbox not checked. Start Narrator button, Alt plus N.
We have Narrator.
Set up High Contrast button, Alt plus U.
We have High Contrast.
Get recommendations to make your computer easier to use link. Use the computer without a display link.
You can use the computer without a display.
Make the computer easier to see link. Use the computer without a mouse or keyboard link.
Use it without a mouse or keyboard.
Make the mouse easier to use link. Make the keyboard easier to use link. Use text or visual alternatives for sounds link. Make it easier to focus on tasks link. Tab, desktop split button. Tab, search box edit.
Okay, and I think that's all of them.
Tab, ease of access center, explorer pane, CP tab, change administrative settings. Tab, always scan this section, checkbox not checked, Alt plus O.
And I'm not sure what that means either by always scanning this section. And I just leave that alone.
Tab, start magnifier button, Alt plus G.
And there's the start magnifier.
Tab, start narrator button, Alt plus N.
Narrator.
Tab, start on dash screen keyboard button, Alt
plus
K. On screen
keyboard.
Tab, set up high contrast button, Alt plus U. Tab, get recommendations to make it. Tab, use the computer without a display link.
And basically we've tabbed back around there, so I'll stop. But if you get stuck, you get narrator running and it won't shut up, you know, it's talking with JAWS or Window Eyes or whatever, this is basically how you do it. The easiest way I found is just type blind in this search, but if you just come into the Ease of Access Center.
Shift tab, get recommendation, shift tab, set up high contrast, shift tab, start on dash screen, shift tab, start narrator button, Alt plus N, shift tab, start magnifier button, Alt shift tab, always scan this section, tab, start narrator, tab, start on dash screen keyboard button, Alt plus K, tab, set up high contrast button, tab, get recommendations to make your computer easier to use link, tab, use the computer without a display link.
Yeah, I think we would click here.
Space, turn on narrator, checkbox not checked. Alt tab, turn on audio description tab. Set
right.
Up text.
Just tab to the use the computer without a display. Takes you to the same place as if you typed in blind there in the search and selected optimize for blind users.
Tab, turn off all unnecessary animations. Let tab, how long should Windows notify?
And again, you would uncheck the checkbox that says start narrator.
Alt F4.
Okay. And that's basically all there is to the Ease of Access Center. It's not too hard to set up. Okay, now I want to show you something I alluded to in part one. And I did demonstrate this in my Windows 7 First Looks podcasts that I did earlier in the year that are out on the Blind Geek Zone. They're also available on Blind Cool Tech. The Windows 7 podcast here, the one I did, the part one, is also now available on Blind Cool Tech. But what I'm going to show you here is sticky notes. And sticky notes is really neat. And show you how to use it here real quick.
Menu, search box, edit.
Okay, you can either type it in here through the search box. You can go through all programs and then into accessories, and it's down under there, sticky notes. It may be
Alt, Notepad, JAWS, Solid, Microsoft, Magnifier, Paint, P, Snipping Tool, S, Calculator, C, Sticky Notes, Submenu, S.
It may be also appear on your Start menu as well. And one thing I did want to cover here, and I didn't talk about it earlier, and I should have. If you don't want these items here in your Start menu,
Calculator C,
you can simply hit your application key on them.
Applications O, open O, run as administered, pin to taskbar, pin to Start menu U, remove from this list F.
And you can select remove from this list.
Escape, leaving menus, Start menu.
So I just did want to bring that up in case you've seen things on there that you just really didn't want and you wondered. And also, you can choose other things and you can tell them to pin to the Start bar. And that's the Start bar list. And like I was saying, it's different from the pin to task bar that we talked about earlier. Okay, let's go back into sticky notes here.
Escape. Menu, search box edit. STICA, sticky notes. Enter, leaving menus, sticky note, note edit.
When we come in here, we automatically are into a blank sticky note, unless you have other sticky notes selected. Going back and forth, you can have multiple sticky notes, and to switch back and forth between these, you just simply do a control tab. All right, like I said, the sticky note is up. I can type something in it.
T-H-I-S space I-S space A space T-E-S-T. Period, period, period. This is a test dot dot dot. This is a test dot dot dot.
And you can up and down arrow through these. And you can type anything you want into them. One neat thing is here, if you hit your application key.
Applications, contact, copy unavailable, paste unav, delete unav, select all, S, blue, B.
You can actually choose the color of the sticky note. I guess, you know, if you're sighted, you can see these. They actually look like sticky notes, and they stick up on the desktop. I guess when you take your mouse to them, they look like a sticky note. And you can make it any color you want.
Escape, leaving menus, note edit.
All right, let's just say I wanted to create another. And this gets a little strange, because it doesn't exactly handle the way you would expect it to. If you hit your Alt key.
Toolbar, new note button.
Now, you would think you could just up and down arrow through this. Well, it's kind of odd. If you down arrow from here, you go back into your note. What you have to do is right or left arrow here.
Delete note button. New note button.
And it doesn't wrap around, so.
Delete note button. New note button.
Just got to go left and right with it. And you have a delete option, and you have a new note option. So if I hit the new note.
Enter. Sticky note. Note edit. T-H-I-S space I-S space A-N-O-T-H-E-R space S-T-I-C-K-Y space N-O-T-E. Exclaim. Note. This is another sticky. This is another note.
And I'm up and down arrowing through that. And like I said, if you want to get back and forth between these, do control tab.
Sticky note. Note edit. This is a test dot dot dot. This is a test dot dot dot.
That's my first one. Control tab again.
Sticky note. Note edit. Note. This is another sticky. This is another sticky note. Note.
And you can actually modify these. You can change the text in them. You can add more text to them once they're created. Like I said, if you didn't want a note.
Toolbar, new note button. Delete note button.
Go over to delete. Hit your Alt key. Right arrow to delete. Hit enter.
Enter. Sticky notes dialog. Delete note. No button. Alt
plus N. It's going to ask you, and you just choose yes or no.
Yes button. Alt. Sticky note. Note edit. S dot dot dot. S dot. S dot dot dot. S dot dot dot. Alt tab. Alt tab. S dot dot dot.
No, I don't know why in the hell it's acting up.
S dot dot dot. Windows M. Desktop. Folder view. List view. Computer. Alt tab. Sticky note. Note edit. This is a test dot dot dot.
There it goes. I had Alt tab in and out of it for some goofy reason. This worked perfect when I was working on it earlier before the recording. You know how recordings go.
This is a test dot dot dot. This is a test dot dot dot.
All right. And like I said, if you wanted another.
Toolbar, new note button.
Just hit enter on new note there when you hit the Alt key.
Delete note button.
If you wanted to delete that one, you can simply right arrow to delete, hit enter.
Enter, sticky notes die, Y, weather. Windows M, desktop, folder view.
And the neat thing about these is, is if you reboot the computer, those sticky notes are still there. You don't even have to go back into sticky notes. You just Alt-Tab to them, and they're there until you get rid of all the sticky notes. They're persistent through reboots, so that's really cool. And that's what somebody was asking me the other day, if sticky notes actually survived a reboot. And yes, they do. And you don't have to go back into sticky notes again to get to them once you reboot. As long as you've got a sticky note up, it's in the Alt-Tab sequence. So, hope you like that. I've used that a few times. It's a neat way to remind yourself of things, actually. And hope you like that. Okay, now we're going to use Windows Media Player to rip and burn things. I've had a few questions from people wanting to know how you use Windows Media Player 12 to rip something. The Media Player kind of works a little different in version 12, or at least with JAWS 11. I don't know about the other screen readers. The display views when you tab around are a little bit different depending on what you're doing. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to put a CD in here, and it may start playing. So if it does, I'll stop it with Control S. We'll see here.
Weather.
Yep, and it did start playing. I got an Alt-Tab to it. Let's see here.
Alt-Tab, leaving menus. Alt-Tab. Control-S.
Alright. Got to it. Stopped it there with Control-S. And that's how you stop in Windows Media Player. Control-S, Control-P plays, and there are various other controls. But let's just say I wanted to rip this particular CD. If I tab around.
Tab, SV suggestion, tab, go to library, tab, play previous list button, tab, seek left right slider, 0%, tab, transport sub view, tab, play button, control plus tab, next button, can tab, mute button, F tab, volume button, F not tab, tab, rip CD button.
And we have a rip CD button.
Tab, switch to library button, can tab, SV suggestions, resume button.
And you just tab around here.
Shift, shift, tab, mute button, F, set, F, shift, tab, next button, control plus
Oops,
F.
Crap.
Tab, tab, SV suggestions, resume button. Tab, 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 play button, can tab, 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 volume button, tab, tab, rip CD button.
Okay, and you can't shift tab back to it. It didn't look like you have to tab back around. If I press this, now this is a little different in Windows Media Player 11 and 10 and so on. You had another thing passed here that had the rip options in it. If you want to change your options, you need to hit your Alt key.
Context menu, context, view sub, place up, tool sub menu, T.
Go into tools.
Enter, download sub menu, apply, plug dash ins, options, dot, 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 O. Advanced sub menu, A, options, dot,
options.
Dot, dot, O. Enter, leaving menus, rip CD button, options, dialog, player page, customize updates and play, shift tab, player tab.
And this is a multi-tab dialog, so you can control tab or go up to the tabs and right arrow.
Rip music tab.
Go in here into rip music.
Tab, change, dot, 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 button, alt, tab, file name, dot, 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 button, alt, plus N.
Yeah, we got some different things here.
Tab, format, colon, combo box, MP3, alt, plus F.
You can change your format. It defaults to Windows Media, so you might want to change it here to MP3.
Tab, learn about copy protection, tab, rip CD automatically, checkbox not checked, alt,
yeah,
plus R.
And you can tell it to rip automatically if you want or not.
Tab, eject CD after ripping, checkbox not checked, alt, tab, audio quality, colon, left, right, slider, 100%, alt,
and
plus
you can adjust your audio quality. It defaults to 0 here on MP3, but I slide it up to 100.
Tab, OK button, tab, cancel button, space.
All right, now cancel out of that.
Blank.
Let's see here.
Windows Media Player tab, switch to library button, and shift tab, rip CD button.
All right, so you would do that. Make sure you get all your settings set the way you want them. If you want to rip to MP3, make sure you change that first. You don't have to do it each time, but you do have to do it the first time to set it however you want it. So if I press space here.
Space, stop rip button.
It'll say stop rip. So I guess if you decided you didn't want to, you could stop it. But I hear my CD DVD burner here spinning up, So it's ripping this. Now, through screen reader, I'm not sure how to get any kind of status information on this, but basically when the burner stops running, you're finished ripping. I know on 11 and 10, media player, you could tab around and you could get to a list view and it would say what it was doing with each file, but I haven't been able to find that here on media player 12. So this is real simple to do. There's nothing to it. You know, a lot of people use other programs, CDEX, whatever. You know, if you don't want to be bothered by that or, you know, whatever, you really don't have to use them. This rips very well. I've not had any troubles ripping with it whatsoever. And it gives a good actual rip. You know, the music comes out real good. Alright, and it's still ripping away here. We'll wait for it to finish, and then I'll show you the default location that it's placed in. I don't know if I can do anything here or not.
Windows Media Player.
That's a status.
Tab, switch to library button. Tab, SV suggestions. Resume button. Tab, go to library button. Tab, play previous list button. Tab, seek left right slider, 0%, right tab, transports up view, previous button, control plus B. Tab, play button, control, tab, next button, control plus F. Tab, mute button, F7. Tab, volume button, F9 up, semicolon, F8, tab. Tab, switch to library button, tab, SV suggestions, resume, tab, go to library button.
And... not sure if it's almost done here or not.
Tab, play previous list button.
Yeah, but it's tabbed back around, so as you can see, you don't have any information here, and that's really no big deal. I don't hear the player now. Let's see here. Let me go to the desktop.
Windows M, desktop, folder, network, computer, Rick.
Yeah, I'll go into Rick.
Enter. Not selected items, view multi, saved games, app data. Backup.
App data.
Edit. View V. X. List L. Details. Enter. Leaving menus. Items. View multi-select list.
I don't have these all set up yet, so that was still in a icon view.
Backup. App data. Backup. Contact. Desktop. Downloads. Favorites. Links. My documents. My music.
And my music.
Enter. Not selected items. View multi-select list box. Not selected. Cliff Richard. Cliff Richard.
And there it is.
Enter. Not selected items. View multi-select list. Now you see me. ... Now you don't. Left bracket. Bonus tracks. Right bracket. Now you see me. ... Now you don't. Left bracket. Bonus tracks. Right bracket. Number. Enter. Not select. 02 first date. .m. 01 the only way out.
Okay. And you just go in there and...
01 the only way out. .mp3.
All right. And there... is the folder with all the songs in it, and it puts it in there by artist and album if it can get all that information. And if it get the information, it'll also label all of your songs appropriately, so that's really good. But that is all there is to ripping. Okay, now what we're going to do is we're going to show you how to burn an audio CD from the files we ripped earlier here in Windows Media Player 12. And I'm going to use the built-in burn utility in Windows 7 to do this. So I'm in My Music, and I'm going to select this music we burned. And I'm going to hit Applications key.
Applications. Apps. Share with sub. Send to sub. Compressed desk. Fax recipient. Mail recipient. Windows 7 left. DVD RW drive left. Parent D colon right. Parent D.
And I'm going to send it to the DVD drive.
Enter. Leaving menus. Burn the disk dialog. Insert a disk. Please insert a writable disk into drive D colon. Help me choose a disk. Cancel button.
Okay. And it wants a disk. So I'll give it one. (Clears throat) Okay.
Untitled 1. Items view multi-select list box 01 the only way out dot mp3 1 the only way out Cliff Richard now you see me dot 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 now you don't left bracket bonus tracks right bracket 02 first date dot mp3
Alright.
Tab like a USB flash drive radio button checked.
Yeah, and then it asks us here how we want to do it as a USB thumb drive.
With a CD slash DVD player radio button checked.
Or with a CD, so we're going to tell it CD.
Tab, which one should I choose? Link, tab, next button.
And we're going to tell this next.
Space, items view multi-select list box, 01 the only.
Okay.
Tab, name split button, collect tab, desktop split button.
And we have our list there.
Tab, search box edit, tab, DVDRW drive tab, preview, preview, DV tab, not selected items view multi-select list box, not selected files ready to be written to the disk expanded, not selected 01 the only way.
All right. So now that we've told it what we want to do with it, I'll hit my Alt key and go up to the file menu.
You have files waiting to be burned to disk, colon to view the file menu, burn, delete temporary file, burn to disk, T.
Okay, I'll tell it.
Escape, menu bar, file, F.
So what's going on here?
Menu, burn to disk, T. Delete temporary files, F. Share with submenu, H. New submenu, create shortcut, delete unavailable, D.
Okay.
Rename unavailable, M.
Sometimes you have to go to write or burn these to disk, but...
Properties unavailable, R, close, C, burn to disk, E.
So now we choose burn to disk.
Enter, leaving menus, burn to disk, disk title, colon, edit, Jan 06, 2010, Alt plus D.
And here we could give this any title we want, or we could leave it with today's date and time, whatever you want to do.
Tab, recording speed, colon, combo box, 48x, alt plus R.
Here we check recording speed, and we can take this up or down.
Tab, close the wizard after the files have been burned, checkbox checked, alt plus C. Tab, next button, alt plus N.
And we'll choose next.
Space, make an audio CD left parent for standard audio CD players, right parent radio button checked, alt plus A.
And you have two options here. You have the audio CD, and if I arrow up, you have a...
Make a data CD left parent for computers and some CD players, right parent radio button checked, alt plus D.
Actually, that was arrow down to make an MP3 CD. But we'll go back up to audio.
Make an audio CD left tab, next button, alt plus N.
And we'll choose next.
Space, next button, alt plus N. Not selected items view multi-select list.
And Windows Media Player will come up here momentarily. Now, one of the odd things here is in Vista and XP with earlier versions of Media Player, you could just simply choose these songs, add them to the Windows Media list, and simply go into Media Player and go to the Burn button and do all this. But for some reason or another, you can't do this in Windows 7, or at least I couldn't. I tried it with just Media Player, and it didn't work. So what they make you do here is go through this whole process, and then
Alt tab Windows Media Player.
Media Player comes up.
Blank disk left parent D colon right parent.
So I kind of find this kind of strange, but oh well.
Tab library container tab details pane list view tab list pane command bar toolbar start burn button.
Okay, we have our start burn button.
Tab list pane right toolbar burn options button.
We also have a burn options button here if you want to go in there.
Tab, burn list view, the only way out dash clip.
And there is our list that we can go up and down through.
First date dash Thiefen, where do son of little time, son, where first date dash Cliff Richard, 338. Applications, context menu, context, P, play, P. Add to submenu, T, remove from list, M.
And you could remove them from the list here if you had something in here you didn't want, or you can also
move up, U.
Move up and move down if you want to sort these in a different order than they are in your list.
Move down. Properties. O. Escape. Leaving menus. Library container. Library container. Burn list view. First date dash shift tab. List pane right toolbar. Toolbar. Burn options button.
So if I hit space here on the burn options button.
Space. Context menu. Context. H. Hide list. L. Eject disk after burning checked. E. Data CD or DVD. D. Audio CD checked. A. Shuffle list. F.
We could even shuffle the list here.
Sort list by submenu, T.
Or we could sort it in other ways.
Save list as dot dot dot. Name disk N.
We can name our disk.
View burn status unavailable. U. More burn options dot dot dot. O.
And if we want more burn options, we can hit enter here.
Enter. Leaving menus. Options dialog. Burn page. Specify settings for burning audio and data disks. Burn page. Burn speed colon combo box. Fastest.
And again here we can adjust the speed.
Tab. Automatically eject the disk after burning. Checkbox checked. Alt plus E. Tab. Apply volume leveling across tracks. Checkbox checked. Alt
we
plus
can
V.
Apply volume leveling.
Tab. Burn CD without gaps between tracks. Checkbox checked. Alt plus G.
Here we can tell it to not have gaps in the tracks.
Tab. Add a list of all burned files to the disk in this format colon combo box. WPL. Tab. Use media information to arrange files and folders on the disk. Checkbox checked. Alt plus F.
If it's tagged, if the media is tagged, we can use that to generate the playlist and how it's sorted.
Tab. OK button. Tab, cancel button, space, library container, list pane, right burn, shift tab, list pane, command bar, toolbar, start burn button.
And if we want to burn it, we just press space here.
Space.
And
tab, list pane, right toolbar, burn options button, tab, burn list view, first date dash Cliff Richard, the only way out dash Cliff Richard, 327.
All right, and it takes a moment to work everything out before it starts actually burning the CD. So we'll give it a moment here. But like I said, it's kind of strange because it uses Windows Media Player to do this process. And there the burning started.
First date dash Cliff, the only way out dash Cliff Richard, 327.
Okay, and it used to do this in Media Player 11 and 10. You could go down this list and see if it was burning it or if it's still waiting, and it doesn't do that either, but I guess that's no big deal. But like I said, it's kind of odd here that it goes through this whole process and it just brings up Windows Media Player when in Vista and XP, you know, using Media Player 11 or 10, you could just use Media Player itself to do this without taking the extra step in the middle, but I guess they know what they're doing. So, but that kind of demonstrates how to use the built-in utility, and to do that, you can burn anything with the built-in utility. You just drag the files or copy the files, not drag them, but copy them to the DVD drive, and then it'll prompt you for a disk, and you go through the process just like we did here of writing those files out to the disk. And it's pretty easy to use. It's a little different in Windows 7 than it was in prior versions. I don't know what the thing about the USB drive option there was in the beginning, of, you know, where it was asking you how you wanted to do it, but it's not too hard to use, and we're still burning here. And I don't think we can get any status information.
Media guide. Tab, seek left right slider, 0%, right shift tab, library container, burn list view, the only way out dash Cliff Richard, 327.
Okay, and apparently we can't.
Shift tab, list pane, right toolbar, burn options button.
All right, I think it's done. Yeah, the... Yep.
List pane right toolbar.
It just ejected.
Oh, dot, dot, dot.
So, we can...
No, dot, dot, dot. No, dot, dot, dot. Playlists open, 0 item tab, service bar, service selector toolbar, alt F4, items view multi-select list box, 0-1, the only way out.
And then what we would do here is we want to get rid of these files.
File, no, dot, 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 now you see me, dot, dot, menu, add to Windows Media Player list, A. Close, C. Add to play with Windows Media Player. Scan with Microsoft Security Ascent. Escape menu bar. File F. Escape. Leaving menus. N. No dot dot dot. Date dot mp3. Now you see me dot dot dot. No dot dot dot. Now you see me dot dot dot. No dot dot dot. Alt tab.
And what in the hell that is doing is beyond me.
Alt tab. 0201 the only.
Okay.
F501 the only way out dot M menu add to Windows Media Player list A play with Windows scan with Microsoft open with submenu H
And I want to get rid of these files.
Share with submenu. Restore previous versions. Send to submenu. New submenu. Create short. Delete. D. Rename. M. Properties. R. Close. C.
Yeah, and see, this kind of works a little funky, too. If you remember when we brought the menu up, it had an empty in it. And now, for whatever reason, after we've burned them, it doesn't. And this is one of the problems I had with the Vista version of this. It was kind of hard sometimes to understand because the file menu changed from time to time what it had in it. And it, sometimes it was hard to understand. So.
Add to Windows Media Player Escape Menu Bar File F.
All right. Let's
escape leaving menus N O dot 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 items view. Delete multiple items dialog R Y items view multi select list box. Items view.
All right. So we'll just delete them from the list. You want to do that after it's done because it'll leave them there. It won't actually just get rid of them itself once the burn is finished. It's kind of like a temporary area. All right, so we can close that.
Alt F4, weather.
And
Windows D, Rick.
I'll go over here and I'll close the tray. And we'll have this come up. And just make sure it actually starts playing.
Control S.
All right.
Windows Media Player.
And that is all there is to it.
Alt F4, weather. Windows D, rip.
Okay, so there I showed you how to rip CDs using the Windows Media Player. And I also showed you how to turn around and burn an audio CD using the Windows burning utility. All right, that pretty much covers everything I wanted to cover here in part two of the Windows 7 podcast. If you have any suggestions for anything else you would like to see, I'm not sure of anything else I need to cover here at this point, but if you have some suggestions, certainly email me. My contact information is here at the end of the recording. Also, like I said, you can join the Blind Windows 7 mailing list at yahoogroups.com, and the information for that is at the beginning of the podcast here. I'll give it one more time here in case you're interested. You can subscribe to the Blind Windows 7 list by sending an email to blindwindows7-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. And that is the number 7, blindwindows7-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. Send a blank email there. You'll get a email back telling you to do this and that. You don't have to do all that. Just simply reply to the email with a blank email, and you'll be added to the list. Like I said, there's over 200 people there, and a lot of people there can answer any questions that you might have about Windows 7. So, hope to see you there if you're interested. All right. This wraps up this podcast. And again, I hope it helped people out that are interested in switching to Windows 7 or people that have just switched to Windows 7 and are not sure what to do with it. I hope both of these podcasts have been very helpful to you. I've gotten quite a few comments that they have been, so that's great. Like I said, keep the comments coming. If you want to hear something else, if you get enough comments to do another podcast, I'll certainly do one. So thanks for listening, and I will hopefully talk to you again soon. Here's my contact information. If you'd like to go to the Blind Geek Zone website, you can get there by going to www.blind-geek-zone.net. If you'd like to send me an email to ask me a question or send comments on anything you've listened to, you can email me at rharmon@blind-geek-zone.net. That is rharmon, R-H-A-R-M-O-N, at blind-geek-zone.net. You can also leave questions via Skype. You can leave information for the Blind Geek Zone podcast, tips, tricks, questions, and things like that. And my contact information for Skype is rharmon928. That's RHARMON928. And you can also follow me at Twitter. And my contact information at Twitter is for Rickster the Geek, which is my personal Twitter account. You can follow me there by going to www.twitter.com/RicksterTheGeek. That's capital RICKSTER, capital THE, capital GEEK. You can also follow the Blind Geek Zone on Twitter by going to www.twitter.com/BlindGeekZone. That's capital BLIND, capital GEEK, capital ZONE.